Life can be pretty hectic and stressful at times, as I'm sure you'll all agree. This can be especially true on days like this, when many have a lot riding on the outcome of something as life-altering as a federal election. One way to navigate through tough days is through meditation and mindful practices, which I've tried and find actually quite helpful. Wayne Porterfield is a meditation and mindfulness teacher who's written a book on the subject called The Dance of Dynamic Peace, and he joins me now to talk about this. Welcome, Wayne.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you coming on. So first off, for not everyone probably understands what meditation and mindfulness is, can you kind of give us a Cliff Notes version of how that is?
Yeah. Mindfulness is the aware, awake, and alert state of being. Mm-hmm. And it's the knowing that you are awake, aware, and alert. And meditation is the tool that we use to actually help us to create a greater sense of mindfulness within the body.
Because you're quieting everything else down, including your, not so much like turning off your brain, but just not letting yourself latch on to any one particular thought, right? Like you just kind of go with the flow.
Exactly. Yeah. And meditation is really, the practice is just about noticing a focus, mm-hmm, and returning to that. And so I use breath. And so I just kept returning to my breath every time that I meditate. When the mind wanders, you just come back to noticing the breath. And it calms you down and helps you to become still and present.
Okay, so now you wrote a book about this. How did that come about? Because not everybody just goes and writes a book about anything, right? Like, so what made you want to do this?
Yeah, I wanted to share my own journey of actually trying to create a greater sense of inner peace within myself.
Yeah.
I've always had this ever-present, ubiquitous fear and anxiety. And I know that I'm not unique in that. And so I wanted to share my experience, my learnings, and my insights through my own practice to help people actually find greater inner peace within themselves.
Okay. And so what does the book do? It sort of walks you through different steps, like you say, on how to focus on your breath, or I know just sometimes even just paying attention to sounds can help. How do you kind of break it down in the book?
Well, the premise of the book is that at the core of our being, each of us is looking for a greater sense of happiness, joy, and peace, mm-hmm, within our lives. And yet the ways that we go about it take us further away from experiencing that. Everything from the way that we eat to the thoughts that we nurture within our minds. And so the book helps people to actually understand what is peace, what is the dance of dynamic peace, because our lives are full of ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And so how do we manage to keep ourselves in a state of peace when that happens? And it takes you through meditation and then all sorts of things that you can do from a practical perspective. So, you know, in terms of how we eat, causing no harm, being more kind, more compassionate. And so it takes you through all of those different components and also provides practical applications that you can use at the end of each chapter,
okay,
to implement into your life.
Interesting. Now, where did you learn about meditation and mindfulness? Like, what was your defining moment that got you into it?
Well, about 32 years ago, I got into meditation and practicing mindfulness, and it really changed my life, diet, thoughts, everything. I spent 5 years living in a sanctuary in, mm-hmm, Virginia under the guidance of a specific meditation teacher. And then I just have come to continue to expand that, studying different Eastern philosophies, mysticism, and incorporating that into actually helping to create a greater sense of peace within my own life through everything. And now I teach meditation, mindfulness, and yoga, as you, mm-hmm, mentioned, mm-hmm, and wanted to write the book.
Interesting. What you said you wanted to sort of find more peace. Was there any one thing that happened that was kind of like, I know for myself, I went through some health issues with my son when he was like, a month or two old, and that was kind of the breaking point for me in learning how to navigate that. Was there anything for you that was like a real big moment?
For me, it really was this, as I said at the beginning, this ubiquitous fear and anxiety, yeah, that I always carried, fear of health issues, fear of death.
Yeah.
And really wanting to find some way to actually help me cope and deal with that. And so that has always stayed with me. And now I'm really wanting to share my insights with others.
So, okay, it's election day. There's
it
some
is.
People with a lot riding on this, candidates, and even, you know, people who watch like political pundits, et cetera. So what would you recommend people do? Because people get worked up over politics, right, at the best of times. What would you recommend like the candidates do today to kind of just, you know, keep calm,
yeah,
not let the stress get to them?
I think first and foremost, vote.
Yeah.
Because we always need to take some type of action.
Okay.
And then recognize that we have no control over the external world. The only thing we have control over are our own thoughts. And so if we can notice our own thoughts and actually create thoughts that are serving of us, that actually help to create greater happiness within ourselves. Mm-hmm. And coming back to the breath, like just notice your breath, breathing in, breathing out, allow whatever is going to unfold, mm-hmm. and notice the thoughts that you have around whatever comes up. And just notice how you're holding a specific perspective or point of view that actually creates your sense of suffering or dis-ease that you have within yourself.
So it's kind of stopping yourself, like, you know, when we do this show and you're having a technical issue, instead of getting mad or something, do you talk yourself out of that moment or just not listen to that thought?
Yeah, and it's not so much talking yourself out of it, it's recognizing that there are things that we don't have control over. Mm-hmm. But what we do have control over is our thoughts and coming back to the breath. The breath always brings us back to the present moment. Thoughts are always either future focused or past focused. And we have no control over those.
That's right. The past has happened. The future, you can, we can't change it.
You can't change it. No. And so just coming back to the present moment, being focused on what you have control over, and that simply is your own thoughts.
There is something to be said about the breath, like, because that intake, and then when you release, you can actually feel your body stop and slow down, don't you? Yeah,
absolutely. And if I could give people advice, like something they could actually do is to create a bit of stillness in your life every day, mm-hmm. and just notice the breath, the inhale, the exhale, listen to the sound of the birds chirping, watch the autumn leaves that are falling mm-hmm. on the trees, or even just sit and take in the sunrise and the warmth of the sun on the face. That will help to create a greater sense of peace in your life.
There's even apps on your phone that'll remind you to pause.
There are
you know
apps,
what I mean?
Right.
All that kind of stuff that
for
works,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. And I use a meditation app called Insight Timer, yep. and it's fantastic.
Excellent. So the book, where can people find it?
The book is available through the online stores at Amazon, mm-hmm. as well as Chapters. It's okay. not available in the store. You just have to go online, mm-hmm. and it's available there.
How about in terms of finding out more about yourself?
People can check out my website.
Yep.
wporterfield.com
yep.
and have a look there and would love to connect with people.
Excellent. Well, I really appreciate you coming on and talking to us about this important subject. We all need a little more calmness in our life. You're very correct on that one.
Well, thank you for having me.
Excellent. Thank you. And that was Wayne Porterfield. He's the author of The Dynamic Dance of Peace.